and welcome to International Report. In today's edition, we go to Gaza, where scores of amputees have recently received a unique sports training at the hands of an international coach who is himself an amputee. The training lasted 1 week and involved football players, coaches, and referees. Correspondent Ramian Maghari has this report.
British-Irish amputee football coach and long-time player Simon Baker moves with enthusiasm among more than a dozen amputee footballers from the central Gaza Strip. Simon has been in Gaza for a week for the purpose of teaching these young men from Gaza some new techniques that are useful for people with special needs. The International Committee of the Red Cross sponsors Simon's mission with Gaza's amputee players. Simon says he's pleased to be among Gaza's young amputees.
Gradual process, so we bring in, so it's open to new players, it's open to players who have been on crutches for a while. But what it mainly does is it develops a person and gives them back the self-confidence, belief that they can be somebody again. And it makes other people look at them. And we want people, when they watch amputee football, to say, look, we're looking at the football. We're not looking at the disability. It's an entertaining game. People are great.
Simon says that he has been training more than 80 people, including players, trainers, and referees. The 53-year-old, who is also a long-time amputee, adds that he plans to help those players participate in tournaments worldwide.
Then what we're going to do is we're going to come back here in 6 months and we're going to fill this stadium with spectators, with people from Gaza who are going to cheer on their local club, whether it be West Gaza, Middle Gaza, South Gaza, they're going to come and cheer on their club. Once we do that, once we have that structure, we're going to create a peer pressure where we're going to create something that's so fantastic, we are then going to look to create the Palestinian international team. And I hope that in the next while that we can work on getting these players out.
Amputees who receive Simon's training say that this is a rare opportunity for them. Since April of last year, around 70 amputee players have been receiving some training in Gaza from local coaches, but that has not been enough. Wahid Rabah is a 43-year-old amputee from the Benghazi refugee camp. Wahid was a talented football player before his right leg was amputated 13 years ago following injuries received during an Israeli army attack on the refugee camp.
We had the chance to feel that we were not players with walkers. We had the chance to learn something that we could not have been able to catch up with. Simon had brought that to us into our place. For example, he taught us how to interact inside the playground with the other players and with the ball itself. All were great tips.
Another player is a 29-year-old Alian Abu Samra from Deir el-Balah town.
The international trainer brought to our attention some other techniques that we've not learned before, things like fitness, endurance, and speed. We look forward to following such a training. We'll be able to go outside of Gaza to represent Palestine at the international level, and we hope that the concerned parties will pay more attention to our sports.
In the Gaza Strip, the only body that cares for people with disabilities is the Paralympics Committee. Since 2012, the committee has been unable to take part in international tournaments or contests. Wheelchair user Kamil Abu Hassan is a chairman of the Paralympics Committee in Gaza. Abu Hassan says that he and a number of other locals last year established the Amputees Football Federation. The federation took care of around 70 amputee football players.
Thank God, we obtained some silver and bronze medals at the Arab and international levels. All that was back in 2012. In that same year, we also obtained a gold medal in a Britain-based contest for athletics.
Abu Hassan says that his Paralympics committee cares for both men and women with disabilities. He says that in Gaza there are currently 4 female basketball teams. For RFI, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.